Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Early morning practice for the Buffalo Bills. They prepare to host Pittsburgh on Thursday to wrap up their preseason. Head coach Joe Brady spoke with the media before practice and did confirm Josh Allen will not play, but that some starters will get some game action. However, we do not know the specifics on that front. And then in terms of the unofficial injury report, it is still long. Ty Johnson, Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, Mecole Hardman, Connor McGovern, Jude Bowery, Cedric Van Praan Granger, Ed Oliver, Javon Solomon, Terrell Bernard, Joe Andreessen, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson all did not practice. And the injury report, it is brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash, you've got to call the Barnes Firm, 1-800-8-MILLION. Some other injury notes around the league. We don't have any more information on this, but Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase did go down awkwardly and he came up limping. It appears it is a knee injury, but again, at this time, no further information on this. He did end up walking off the field. Major news in college football with questions about player eligibility being on the mind. The Big Ten Conference has voted unanimously to ban players who attempt to return from the NFL and play for Big Ten schools. Other conferences are considering league-wide policy banning pro players, and that does include ACC, Big 12, and SEC. But at this point, the only league to have voted and passed this kind of rule is the Big Ten. Then in baseball, Bisons are at Rochester with first pitch at 6:45. While in the majors, Yankees host the Astros at 7:05. Blue Jays have the Royals in town a little bit after that at 7:07. And then at 7:10, the Mets, they host the Milwaukee Brewers. That's your Paddock Chevrolet Sports Update. Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile since 1935. I'm Zach Jones for Western New York's Voice of the Fan, WGR.
It's Mike Shope.
Not only is this team the thinnest team in contending history in baseball.
Their center fielder died.
Right, Bump Bailey's dead.
He died.
Their slugger is dead. He ran through the wall and it killed him. The wall, I mean, it's funny. It's death, but it's still funny.
And the Bulldog.
I'm done with you. You smashed yourself in the eyeball with an elastic exercise band? No! You're not leading my team.
I don't want to trade anything for him in 2040. He's going to come here and drown in a cold tub. No!
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Zach, at any point during the sports update, did you consider naming the players who did practice today?
I thought about it for the last two days. Yeah.
You got about halfway through that list, and I was like, wow, this is longer than words. Like saying it out loud is really severe.
Yeah, it became like a song or a poem or a, I don't know what it was.
But sort of slam poetry maybe would be the closest.
A lot of names.
I can put like the makeup on, like I'll have like the eye black and we'll do slam poetry with that. Because we are on camera now. That can work.
Absolutely.
I didn't know until just now that you are on camera also. Where's your point at your camera? I don't see your camera.
Oh, right there.
Look at that. That's nice. Has that been there the whole time?
It has been. Yeah. It does leave, though, when the boys go on remote. I then am I'm completely alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is nice, too.
It is kind of nice, yeah. Let me yourself, and G will just hang out. It'll be good.
Let yourself go a little bit.
Yeah. Let my hair out, you know, right? I won't wear a hat. You
could wear a different Texas hat, maybe.
This is the only one I have now. I used to have an orange one. It no longer fits my head.
That's the one I remember.
Head. Yeah.
How does that happen?
I've had it for years. I think it's just eventually stretched out, and now it just doesn't fit.
It's too big.
Yeah.
I would have thought the opposite. Too small.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe I outgrow an item, not, you know.
I haven't done that in a while. So far, so good. It's been a while since I've outgrown things.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I could get on that boat with you.
You know, eventually it stops and then you just kind of hang out in one spot. I'm Brad Ryder. Owen Parker is with me today as we take you through this afternoon. Mike and Chris are not here today. They'll be back tomorrow. Tim was here today. Usually I work with Tim. Tim wasn't here.
Correct.
Or Tim was here, but I wasn't. But Joe was.
Who I normally work
who
with.
Who you typically, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. A lot of moving parts. But that's okay. We're going to settle in. Football season is almost upon us. We're right there. Like it's at the point where today I recorded a podcast for UB football.
Mm.
Because we're that close. We are 9 days away from college football opening in town. And the Bulls will play twice before the Bills play. So there's still a little bit of breathing. It's like a 3-week thing before the Bills play. But it's here. And I feel it.
Yeah.
Every day I feel it more. Every day, like something happens, like Jamar Chase comes up limping at practice, and suddenly it's not just a thing that happened in April. It's not a thing that happened at an OTA or a mini camp or whatever. It's like, how does that impact the NFL and the AFC and the Bills' chances of making the playoffs and my fantasy league and all that stuff? Like hearing news on Jamar Chase is an actual thing. Because it's August 25th.
Right. I'm thinking about it for my fantasy drafts that I have 7 million of this week, which is, you know, too many.
How many are you doing? For real?
I honestly, I'd have to go count.
You're not in the Mike Shope 250 range, are you?
No. I could never even fathom such a thing. I'm like close to 10 is about where I'm at, which is a lot for me.
I maxed out at 3 at one point in my life. Maybe it was 4.
Sounds about right to me.
And then I had to back it down because I felt like I was always rooting for and against every single player in the league at the exact same time, and that stunk.
That's always been my biggest question with a guy like Mike, where it's like, the idea, at least conceptually to me when I started playing, was, well, it gives you a reason to watch every game, and you'll root for some guys, and you'll root against other guys. And when you've got 75 different teams, I'm rooting for everybody, and I also want everybody to get like hit by a bus.
Right. And I'm still also rooting for the Bills.
Right.
The Bills being a part of fantasy messes with me, too, because it's like, oh, I've got James Cook. Well, now that is kind of a bet against Josh Allen, kind of, to a certain
little.
Extent.
Yeah, you
know. And so I don't like it being in my head when I'm at the stadium and I'm mad that Knox caught the touchdown instead of Kincaid or whatever it may be. So I had my one, and I'm down to one team. I had my draft this past weekend, and at the tail end, I bought both Josh Palmer and Keon Coleman for $1. And they're not starting for me. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
But that's the extent of my – I like to keep, you know, separate church and state.
Bills
football is church.
Right.
Like that's too important for me to mess around in the other avenues. Along those lines, Joe Brady is getting ready to begin his first actual season as an NFL coach. And he spoke today. So what I like to do, and Owen, as long as you're along for the ride.
I'm in.
And Zach, you're in for it. What I like to do is take in everything that he had to say. We don't always make it all the way through because I like to pause it and discuss.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this works well. And it works well for listeners, too, because if you hear something that you want to talk about contained within Joe Brady's comments, go for it. If you have something that has nothing to do with Joe Brady's comments, I mean, don't totally derail the show, but feel free. This is not us pressing play, getting out of the way.
Right.
This is us hanging out, listening to Joe Brady, assessing what he's saying, and seeing where it takes us in a conversation about this Buffalo Bills team that we care so much about. So if you're okay with it, that's kind of how I would like to roll through this afternoon.
I'm in.
Is with Joe Brady. We do know that we'll have Carl Jones from Channel 4 at 5:30.
Yes, very excited to talk
which
to Carl.
Specifically will be Bills related as well. But yeah, it's football season, man. So that's kind of what you're going to get. Sorry that Mike and Chris aren't here, but Owen and I can handle this. Ooh, yeah. Zach's on the screen now too. I'm watching us on TV. Look at us. We are so good looking. What a handsome crew.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget I'm on. Does anybody take my hat shave? Off and my hair will be everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Does anybody at this radio station have a razor?
I trim.
Anyone?
I trim.
No, I'd see that. No, you've got it together.
It's, yeah.
No, you're doing well. I'm just saying, like, bald face does not exist.
No.
In this building.
I don't like getting carded at bars anymore. I do this, all of a sudden the chin becomes a main character. They're like, oh, he's 15. Get him out of here. I don't. Yeah. 28. I don't need any of that in my life anymore.
I pulled out my ID the other day when I was out. I went to Saratoga over the weekend, mm-hmm. and I pulled out my ID when we were buying beer before going into the track. And she's just like, I don't need to see that. And that's right. I'm 51 years old. You don't need to see it. 30 years ago, I was still okay to buy this stuff. But often, many of these stores, like, the machine forces it. The cash register is not going to work if they don't scan the thing. So I just assume now, instead of making a 22-year-old girl ask a 51-year-old man for ID, I just pull it out and put it down on the counter. But she was like, no.
You're good.
No, don't do that.
I don't think I've been ID'd since I was maybe 16 years old.
Really?
There was something that happened. I mean, there was like one time where I went to a restaurant and I ordered a Coke and they brought me a Jack and Coke. And I was I was 16, maybe 17 years old.
I think I was 9.
And I don't think I ever got asked for an ID after that again. Except maybe in like a 7-Eleven where it's like, okay, the machine's going to make me scan the barcode.
Right, yeah.
But nobody ever even asked
me. Yeah, well, I don't think anyone thinks I'm 20. But the machine needs to scan the thing, so that's what happens. Yeah. All right. Dolly Parton died, dead at age 80. Felt like we should probably mix that in away. I don't have a ton to say about it, aside from the fact that as a kid, she was an icon. It had nothing to do with her singing or any. Everybody knew that there were Dolly Parton jokes when I was a kid. We grew up with Dolly Parton jokes, including the one with the calculator where you put in the math equation and eventually you turn it over and it says boobless.
Yes.
You guys remember that joke?
All-timer.
All right. So
that's the first thing you do in like fourth grade.
Something
maybe?
Like that. But what I will say about Dolly Parton is I did not know until within the last 10 years what an absolute icon she is and how beloved she is by fans of her and like how well respected she is throughout the music community. So that is a loss. I don't know how active she was. She had an album within the last couple of years, duets type album. And
she's out. She was out
rock
there,
songs
man.
Like and that
she,
sort of thing.
She would host stuff for talk.
She was just in a music video, too, with Sabrina Carpenter?
I think that might be right.
Sabrina Carpenter is absolutely trying to be Dolly Parton. I didn't think of that.
Oh,
that's
man.
Absolutely what she's
going
for.
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that. So just wanted to mention that before we hear from the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. Your phone calls are welcome throughout the show at 803-0550. I'm Brad, that's Owen. We're on YouTube. I see us right there.
Yep.
We got our friend Zach. He's on YouTube too. So we're all hanging out. Come on in. But for now, let's hear from Joe Brady. And again, this doesn't stop the world. This is us listening. Zach's got to play Mr. DJ over here and he'll take care of things for us. But yeah, that's that. So here is Bills head coach Joe Brady earlier today.
I think it can be. There's a huge benefit to it as well. I mean, it's always an eerie feeling when you walk out on the field, you know, this weekend, and you see half your team not there, you know, and then you start then kind of really, you know, honing in on like who you have, what you want to do with it. You got a lot of time to kind of sort through some things that your intentionality has changed to maybe a little more specifics than. Hey, this is just what we need to focus on and work on. You know, it's a third down day, those type of things. And, you know, and then it's a great opportunity next week. We're going to have, you know, three really good days of like, let's go, you know, so that we're hitting the ground running coming into the regular season.
With Josh specifically, do you feel like you've seen enough from him or you'd like him to get more game time? Like, how do you view where he is?
Josh will not be playing Thursday.
Good choice.
No, I know. I think Josh is on a really good man. I love how he's spending it, how he's playing football right now, and you know he's obviously leader of our football team, and you know he'll be right there with me. Hopefully, I'll let him call some plays. You know, maybe on Thursday, he wants it all the time. But Josh is in a really good, really good place.
Yeah, I just the play calling thing, I think is so fun to think about. Not, you know, it's not – obviously, he's not going to go out there and start calling his own plays. But I think the fact that Josh is always – I think this has happened in years past, right? Zach, you mentioned he is like maybe a series in the preseason once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like he's very interested in this part of it. And I often question to myself, like, how many other quarterbacks in the league want to do that?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
That badly that they're going to actually get the chance to do it. And what does that mean for Josh and how he thinks about the game? And that has always impressed me about him. And it really makes me think about whether his relationship with Brady will lead to maybe some more Josh Allen-y stuff happening in the offense by design. Mm. Like, does Brady sort of sit with him and go like, all right, what are you really trying to do here? Because I know you have all these ideas about what you want to do, and you always talk about wanting to call plays. What's your goal behind that? Is that just you think it's interesting, or is that you're trying to tell me something that you want me to do?
It could be that. It also could be, hey, when I'm done playing, I wouldn't mind calling plays. I'm an offensive coordinator. It could be, hey, I've been playing Madden for a long time. I know how to call plays. Everyone in this league knows how to call plays on mm-hmm. some level with varying degrees of success, but this is not a completely foreign concept. This is not a little kid asking an adult, can I drive the car? Like, no, you're six.
Right.
This is just like, I know how to do this too.
But isn't
you're
it
just
a,
talking.
Isn't it a little bit of that? Isn't it a little bit of like, I'm going to let the kid steer, I'm going to let him hold the steering wheel for a minute. And I don't know, like, it just doesn't feel like something that all quarterbacks either want to do, maybe they all want to do it, but wouldn't be given the chance to do even in the preseason like this.
I think it does take a certain quarterback. I think you have to right. be of an Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson level where, like,
yeah.
you don't have to be in this. We know you know the offense. You can have a little bit of fun. The way I look at it mainly just this year is we are getting to a point now, specifically Allen, and I would probably throw Jackson in here too, where how much longer do we have the prime years of those guys? Mm-hmm. And both, I think, maybe are entering that part of their career where I have to look to the longevity. I have to look at somehow getting a few more years out of this. And for Allen, it might be becoming, I know the offense inside out. I know every single thing we're doing. I know what checks are going to be and where. He becomes kind of like Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. where Manning, by the end of his career, could not feel his fingertips. He had to wear a glove. And yet, because he knew the offense so intimately, he has maybe the greatest passing season of all time when he's with the Broncos. And so maybe it could be a joke, but I think there also could be something in there, too, of I want to know it as intimately as humanly right. possible.
I want to own this on a different level maybe than anybody else mm-hmm. would be willing to or is willing to push for. I just wanted to note that. It was like, with a, you know, whatever, that's the second question he's asked. And it it always, to me, is something that people come at and they go, well, that's funny and cute of them to do. And like, oh, how nice they're going to let him call plays or for a series. And I sometimes like to think about whether it has any more meaning than that to it.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you now appreciate what I meant when I said 18 minutes of Joe Brady's probably, maybe we'll fit it in an hour?
Right.
Because this is what happens. We're a minute into Joe Brady, and it's 3-7. Like, come on. Right. Let's back to Joe.
First game versus, like, the second game,
and
then, like, obviously
with
the joint practice, but why play him,
I think there's a lot that kind of went into it. One, you knew with the joint practice, like he was going to get enough reps in that practice, assuming it went well, that you might not need to use him for the game. There's the other component is you get out there, you've been going through preseason that first time, getting out in the stadium and kind of doing all that and kind of getting that all out of the way, with the mindset of waking up and being able to play. You never want injuries to happen. So obviously I was just probably like all of you guys in those moments, but if when guys do play in week one, if something were to happen in week one, there is more time for recovery. So there's a lot that kind of goes into it, but I knew the first time us going to that stadium, I didn't want the first time him walking in there, and it was just walking in there just to kind of be there. I wanted him to kind of see himself kind of playing, and I thought he did a really good job with it.
It did not occur to me until now that that's the reason you play in game one. I thought it was about the stadium. I thought you can't sell PSLs and then have the thing the first time you get there. And it's like,
not Josh.
It's Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
Ha ha. I thought it was just that. I didn't think about the distance between the time between game one. Something goes a little wrong. We've got 3 weeks and that makes it better. So that's just another little aspect that I hadn't thought of.
Minor note.
Greg Gaines comes in, veteran guy. First of all, what do you like about the player? And then second of all, is he a guy that has to play Thursday because he's only been here for 2 weeks, or do you, as a vet, just sit him out?
Yeah, there's going to be vets. There's a lot of people that are, still fighting for roster spots. There's a lot of guys that have roster spots that, the reality of it is you can't sit every starter. You can't sit, we got to go out and play a football game, and things happen. Guys are going to be dressed that may not play, that just in case something happens. Like, there's a lot of reps out there. Greg played had a practice and a game in a Buffalo Bills uniform before he ever had a practice here. But he went in just, look, it's a scheme. It's schemes that he's been a part of, right? The position that he's played, the knowing where his eyes need to be and how to strike. And it's just going through, getting back into it, right? He hasn't done that. And, he hasn't had a training camp prior to this point. So would love to be able to get him out there and get him a lot of good reps today and get him out there on Thursday.
Hi, Josh. Kyle Allen's had a couple.
Hey, you know what? Let's pause for a second just to prove a point here. And take a phone call.
Okay.
Like, I don't want people to think you can't call in just because you're hearing Joe Brady. And for any confusion in the chat, somebody's like, oh, this is pre-recorded material. No, it's not pre Joe Brady spoke. This is like us having Joe Brady in studio with us for an hour, but we're going to talk too. It's not just him talking. It's us talking and you guys talking and calling at 803-0550 as we like to connect with the fans, courtesy of Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. See how I did that right from my head?
Didn't
even have to look at notes or anything? Pretty good, huh?
Much improvement since the last time we've hosted together, Brad.
I was thinking the same thing. All right, Rick is next. Rick, you're on WGR. What's up?
All right, guys, hear me out on this.
Ready.
All right, but I'm feeling the J-gun, okay? I think Josh Allen, I think this is a little tester, and I think Josh Allen, look, the difference between the J-gun and the K-gun is that the K-gun was like five plays written out of our run out about 20 different formations. Josh Allen is wicked smart, and I think the guy has the capability of changing the pace of a game, going no huddle, and being able to call a play on his own. And I think Brady is innovative enough that he may just let him do it. So let's go, man.
Are you talking full term or like full time? Are you talking, hey, there might be a series where we want to do this, or a 2 minute drill or a 4 minute drill or something like that? Because I could see that.
Yeah, I think it's just a change of pace where they just kind of go no huddle, really crank up the pace. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe the defense has been on the field quite, whatever the scenario is. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But, I mean, Josh Allen knows this offense well enough now that I think he could totally run it on his own and change plays at the line. Turn him loose, man. The guy's a mental giant. So just let him go.
Yeah, I think that is a tool that exists in their arsenal.
Yeah.
how often they would choose to utilize it. And honestly, I don't know how often it's been used. I'm sure there have been instances. He's allowed to change plays at the line.
Oh, of course.
So for sure he's doing that to extend that even further. I don't know. But then just think about poor Pete Carmichael, how detached he is from the play calling as the offensive coordinator. It's like, all right, you're the OC, but I'm the head coach, so I'm going to call the plays,
right?
Except when I let the quarterback do it. And he's like, well,
yeah,
come on, man.
I do like it's, you know, it's a fun idea. It's kind of why I stopped the thing when he said it. Like, yeah. It's kind of fun to think about. I have the biggest issue I run into, aside from just how non-traditional it is and how off the beaten path it would be, like, Joe Brady's going to his first year as head coach. I know he's called the plays here for years before, but I have a hard time thinking he's going to be willing to relinquish any level of control to anybody, even maybe Josh Allen, in that department in his first year, where it's like, we talked about this a little bit this morning. How the offense goes will be how Joe Brady is judged overall. Like, that's what we did with McDermott. It was like, how's the defense look? Good. All right, then you're fine. Everything's like, the wheels aren't falling off. We're good. And I think it's going to be the same flipped for Brady and the offense. And I would be surprised if he's willing to relinquish any of that control in this year, especially.
I haven't seen you in at least a month, probably, maybe once in passing. You look way more like a country singer than you did the last time I saw you. Is it the mustache part? That wasn't here before,
this
right?
The part where it grows out? I just haven't trimmed it.
No, I like it.
It's
You
feel a little much.
No, I like you've got like a rugged.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a CB in your truck.
I should still be building houses with this mustache.
Well, the hat is right. I mean, it's a dead hat, but like, it's the right style hat.
Yep.
The black T-shirt. There's something.
Corduroy hat.
Yeah, no, there's something very, very.
Well, thank you.
Little bit country going on.
I don't hate that.
No.
I mean, you know, as long as it's.
As long as you don't fake the twang when
you
say.
As long as it's Jason Isbell and not Morgan Wallen.
That's
where I'm at.
That's why it's okay. That's why I like it. I was feeling that too.
Yeah. All right. Good.
So anyway, 803-0550 is the number. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll keep rolling with Joe Brady, who's our guest in studio, even though you don't see him. He's here. And yes, he's saying all the things he said this morning. But that's okay.
We're just interrupting him.
We're just interrupting and talking and taking your calls because it's fun. We're in for Show Up and the Bulldog. It's Brad and Owen and Zach and G's over there.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough people to handle this thing. We'll be fine. And we'll be right back on WGR.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Owen Parker and Brad Ryder with you on WGR. Zach Jones and G helping out as well. Mm-hmm. And we are, as I really like to do, and I think you guys are starting to appreciate this Love format. This goes back to the days of Greg Williams press conferences. He became the coach in what, 01 or 02, around, or 03, whatever.
Somewhere around when I was born.
And he was such a liar. Like, everything he said was such garbage that I couldn't just play his news conferences. When it was Wade Phillips, like, all right, we'll just put it on. He talks for 18 minutes. We just play it and talk about it afterward.
Easy.
When it was Greg Williams, like, I cannot just listen to this man say the things he's saying. So we had this thing called the truth detector where we would hit buzzers when he was lying, which was always. We'd be like, yeah, we're playing the Patriots. Ding. Mm-hmm. And I think we got a really good shot. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now that we, it's just, I have always enjoyed sort of interacting with the audio. And so we brought it back. You know, me and Tim have been doing it. Tim and I have been doing it. But I thought today it made sense to, it's like having Joe Brady on the show.
Yeah.
Gives us a chance to talk about all the same stuff he's talking about as we are a couple of weeks away from the season opener between the Bills and the Texans. So that's what we're doing so far. But I encourage you to be a part of the show. Call in. You can react too. That's the beauty of it. 803-0550 is the number, and that's what we're doing. So Joe Brady talked for like 18 minutes. We've gotten through about 3 minutes and 19 seconds of it. So I don't know that we're going to get through all of it. But let's keep rolling. Hear more of what Joe Brady had to say.
You made a decision on number 2 quarterback.
Yeah, you're going to see both of them on Thursday. I think both of them played really good football, and I have such confidence calling the game with them, knowing them. I've been with them for a while, too. That makes my life a lot easier. And there's a lot of positions that, you know, we're not just taking just the game reps into consideration, like the practice as a whole. But I think both of them have gone out there and led us down the field and made really sound decisions, played clean football. I don't need them to be Josh Allen. I need them to, you know, play within the system. They've both done a really good job at that.
Joe, the last time you guys were in the stadium for practice, some of the players had concerns about the field. Do you have any concerns? Have you talked with them or anybody else about?
Careful, Joe. Careful, Joe.
No, I'm way more concerned about the product that we're putting out on the field over the, you know, the field conditions, right? Like, we have enough things for us to kind of go through, and I've felt it, you know, through the preseason. You know, we're going through a new stadium, operations, field, team. We're all figuring it all out, right? And so we have to make sure that the product on the field is where it needs to be, and everybody else will take care of it.
As you get to the end of your first training camp as head coach, do you just kind of reflect a little bit on just how you've managed the role of having to be head coach as opposed to offensive coordinator through these past 6 weeks, and how it's changed the way you do your job?
Yeah, probably haven't spent much time actually reflecting on it, right? You just kind of wake up and see what you need to get done, but I haven't felt like it's been anything too big or, man, I don't have enough time to get this done. And I feel like I've been able to spend time with the defense and special teams and still have a great feel for what we want to be offensively and being able to call it. And like I said, having Pete has made my life so much easier. And I can go some practices and call in it. Some practices I can roam around and let him kind of, you know, man the ship. But haven't felt like anything has been where it's like, oh, man, I wasn't prepared or ready for this. And again, I have a great, great coaching staff and players that make my life a lot easier.
Do you feel like he has been more looked and sounded more comfortable as this has gone on? Because I had one concern. As much as I've liked everything, I like his vibe, I like his personality.
Mm-hmm.
When he was first named head coach, there was this jittery thing that was going on where I thought, uh-oh.
Right.
And even if – I'm trying to say this the right way. You can be an intelligent person with intelligent thoughts, and when you say them and you stumble with them coming out of your mouth, you don't come across as an intelligent person with intelligent thoughts. And I thought early on there was some fear on my part that that's who he might be for a while, and it's gone. Like, he just said, wrapping up your first training camp as a head coach, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. This was his first camp. That's how comfortable he seems at this point.
Yeah, he definitely, to me, I mean, that first press conference, I don't know, was it the opening 15 minutes that it was like, is he going to start crying?
Yeah, the whole time.
Like, he was battling it.
It was, and like, mm-hmm. that's not, bad necessarily. It's a very emotional moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's very, like, that's very big. You're being introduced as the head coach of the team that you've been the offensive coordinator. Like, it's a big deal. So I'm not taking anything away from him because of that. But I had, like, is he going to be able to communicate the way that I think a head coach probably should?
And the way that he does that got him the job, because that's what they love about him, is how he really is.
He's so real. And I think in the media, he tends to be very good at sounding like that and not saying a whole lot, but is still interesting and engaging to listen to. And I think he's gotten back to that in a big way, to your point about, like, he sounds like him again, where it's a lot of, like, there's some catchphrases in there, like the put the ball down stuff and the don't blink. And, like, he sounds like a dude who wants to, like, he's ready for games is what he sounds like to
right.
me. Yeah. He sounds like a coach that's ready for the games.
You know where I also have been thinking about this with Brady. For many of us, the idea that they just elevated somebody was a huge negative. Like, I'll put myself out there too. Like, I fell in love with the idea of Grant Yudinski or any of these guys. And I know coaches have to live in many ways that nomadic lifestyle of every year I could be picking up my family and moving across the country. But isn't there something too to him having been here 3-4 years? Probably didn't have to move houses. His kids probably are just going to the same schools with the same friends. Now he could just focus on, okay, I've got to take my time, like, relax. The press conferences are more important now, but he's able to just decompress, where some of the harder stuff, like oh, you've done this, I've done this, where you have to move, you're dealing with that, and then also, like, okay, but I've got schoolwork, and I've got my team, and I've got to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm in this entirely new environment. For him, he's like, no, I'm exactly where I was.
I'm in the same environment with a new role.
Yep.
And that, I think, for me at least, is an easier idea. It's, I have to adjust what I'm doing day to day in terms of, like, how I'm approaching the job. Maybe there's a couple more responsibilities, but I'm in the same place. I'm around the same people mostly. I mean, obviously with the Sean McDermott firing, there were some staff that moved on as well. But that idea to me sounds like I would get comfortable quicker to be, all right, I've got a new gig, but I'm still here. Like, if I had to go from being, like I'm doing today, this is maybe
That's a great example.
Is G's in there doing the job I normally do, but I'm in the same place. I'm with you. I've worked with you. I've worked with Zach. I'm sitting in this chair, and it's a different job I'm doing, but I'm in the same building. I'm in the same studio. I'm with the same people talking about the same thing.
Right.
Whereas if I had to go do that job that I do in there for Detroit, I think I would be a little like, I don't know what they're really talking about.
Right.
Who's the quarterback? Ah, the coordinator? What? Who's this guy? Oh, this is my producer? All right. Ah, like, that's a much scarier proposition to me than doing what I've done here today, which, like, is kind of a good proxy for what we're describing here.
All right. Let's get back to Joe Brady.
Joe, from the grass perspective, and I know there's a break-in period that, you know, we can explain how the Florida grass needs to grow and stuff like that. What about a player safety issue? I mean, what concerns might you have with a player safety issue that, you know, the turf gives way or in that sense?
Yeah, if we're notified that, hey, you know, it's kind of like any stadium. You can play the stadium. There's going to be a lot of potential concerns about it. But if there was something that we didn't feel like it was safe for our guys to play, we wouldn't be on that. Look, there's been – It's part of it, right? You'd much rather the grass than the alternative, right? And so I think that's why we've been going over there, is to get used to it and to get playing on it. Like, again, all of this has to be an advantage for us. And, you know, I have full trust in, you know, the other side of the building of them. They're all going to be doing what they have to do to make it where it's the best grounds in football.
Joe, you've been in the booth and you've been on the field. As Jim goes through his process here, how much do you kind of communicate with him, A, about your experiences, and B, what's best for the team?
Yeah, I think it's some of it is, it's best for the team, but it's also best for the coach. There's a comfort level. I've had a lot of fun being down there. I've started sitting there being like, man, I wish I was down there a lot more, you know, in the previous years. But I think it's all about, you know, what you need to see, what you need, and your coaching staff around you. When you're in the box, it's so much more controlled. In a preseason game, it's really hard to get a feel of it because you're not making adjustments. You're not, you know, you're kind of just after a drive, you're trying to manufacture, hey, this is what we would kind of do right now. But you're really just like, hey, who's going to be playing the next drive? This is what we got to do. So it's hard to get a full, this is what, you know, the box is going to be like. Jim has had experience doing both, so I'm going to let him roll with it. Whatever he's comfortable with. If he needs to sit there and be able to look in the guy's eyes and be able to talk through it, I'm good with it. If he feels like he needs to be up there and want to see it from that perspective and be able to make the adjustments and not necessarily need some of the pictures or rely with people upstairs, I'm good with it. And that's been the communication we've had from the jump.
That is something I think is very interesting. And because I'm very curious which one of those options Jim Leonard chooses.
I know what I would choose. Do you know what you would choose?
I 100% know
what I would choose. Do you know what
you would choose?
Yep. All right. What would you choose?
Up in the booth.
Up in the booth.
Up in the booth.
100%.
100% up in the booth.
Up in the booth. It has to be up in the booth.
From going to games, sitting in the press box versus sitting in the front row. One of them's great. One of them's terrible. Right. One of them I know what's going on. One I don't. We've got communication devices. Let's use them.
Right. And I think that whichever one of those two options Jim Leonard chooses will tell us a lot about who Jim Leonard is as a coach. Because I think if you're choosing to be down on the field, you are knowingly sacrificing, I will not be able to diagnose as much as I would be up there. But I'm doing it because I want to be here with the players, and I think I am more useful as a motivator, as a teacher, than I am as an analyst or a diagnostician. I up there, I'm going to be, here's what I'm doing, here's what they're doing, here's how I need to solve this puzzle. Down there is, how can I rally the troops?
Yeah.
And to me, that's a fascinating thing to learn about a coach. And Brady's always been a booth guy. And I find it interesting that he seems to be such a coach of the people, having been a booth guy. I like that about him because it makes me think guys like him and he thinks he can do all the stuff that being in the booth affords you the ability to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I am hoping we see Jim Leonard in the booth because I know he has mostly been on the sideline. I know at Wisconsin he was on the sideline when he was D coordinator there. And I think that if we see him go to the booth, I bet you we see more exotic problem-solving schematic things than you would if he was down on the sideline. I find that fascinating.
Well, the communication technology helps a ton here. And I think if I'm him, I'm finding my proxy that is my guy that I'm talking directly to going, I need you to go grab this person and tell him this. Or go grab him and put the headset on him because mm-hmm. that's who I need to talk to right now or whatever it is. But I think, yeah, there are so many positives that outweigh the negative of not being able to go grab a guy by his shirt and tell him something. To me, it's a no-brainer. And
it feels,
I mean, we all agree,
old-fashioned to me to feel that the sideline is better unless you truly feel that is your greatest asset as a coach, is a motivator, communicator, connection guy. And I don't necessarily get the sense that that's Jim Leonard. I think he's good at that, but I think what we all have heard, read, said about him is
ideas.
This guy's a witch doctor.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna do stuff that's gonna be hard to figure out.
He is also somebody though, I think it might be one of his biggest strengths. A lot of the defensive players have talked about it though. Like he is so good at simplifying what he wants, getting into your head. I mean, this is a big thing at Denver and at Wisconsin. Like, and when he was a player, he could tell you how the defense was gonna operate. It could mm-hmm. sound like Latin, and he will have that coming out ABCs. Like you'll have no problem. And so, like, for Leonard, I think that's why you're right. Like, it is interesting because I think he's really good at both.
Exactly. And that, to me, is fascinating because I felt like, obviously, McDermott's a different situation. He's the head coach. He's got to be on the sideline. But if McDermott were to choose one of those two options, what do you think he's choosing?
Oh, he's on the sideline.
He's on the sideline all day long,
mm-hmm.
to me. I think that's just what – he's that kind of guy.
Fangio's the surprising one.
Yep.
Because if I looked at him with the Eagles, I'd be like – he's a hardcore old school dude. He needs to be grabbing guys by the face mask, mm-hmm. yelling at him, whatever. He's up in the booth.
Yep.
And his defenses are some of the best ones. But then you got Flores, younger guy. He's got to be down on the sidelines.
And he is a guy that comes up with as much exotic twist, sort of frontline confusion stuff as anybody. So I just think it will be a very interesting decision that Leonard makes.
All right. More from Joe Brady.
With Javon Solomon, that's a really crowded position over there. You were kind of told that this defense would fit him better than the previous defense did. What are you seeing from him, and what is he going to have to do to
to make the team.
Yeah, Solly is it's a lot more natural position for him now in the role that he's playing, being able to drop in coverage, be able to rush from the edge, be able to stand up. You know, I think he has such unique skill set because he can be an outside linebacker that can rush the quarterback, can drop in coverage, and then he's a very good special teams player. And so there's so much value in that, different than when you're just playing like a defensive end position, having to play six eyes and play inside in the C gaps. You know, Solly's one of the strongest guys on our teams to be able to set the edge for the defense. You know, it's a going into this offseason, it was a lot of questions about that outside linebacker room just in general. And the depth that we've been able to add to it, both in the draft and the free agency, has made that one of the strengths of our team.
If I'm Javon Solomon and I'm listening to this right now, I am thrilled that he's calling me by a nickname.
Yeah.
Right?
Solly.
Doesn't that kind of lock you in a little bit more?
I remember the first time, not to go on a tangent here about my own career, but remember the first time my coach in New Mexico referred to me as not just Owen or Parker. It was OP, and I was like, oh, this is big. And I started the next game.
That's a thing.
I was like, okay. It means something.
He was talking about you somewhere else.
That's exactly what it is. I've come up in conversations with the assistants. Yeah. They need a way to shorten my name.
Love it.
Which is good.
Yep. All right. We got to take a timeout. Owen Parker, Brad Ryder with you on WGR.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.